We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome the program Julia Lewis. And you know what I wanted to talk about today is the kind of people that, I've been talking about the Great Reset a bit. I've been talking about how people are sick and tired of what kind of jobs they're doing, things like this. I'm just feel underappreciated, under overworked, underappreciated. Well, Julia is here to help us through that muck and teach us specifically enough. You don't have to stand for that. If you're working a corporate job and it's just not the job for you, you want to move up that corporate ladder. The person you need to talk to is Julia. Julia, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. And
So
no one has to stay there.
you can't, you your happiness is important, because when you're doing a job you don't like, you feel what could happen to you health-wise and things like that if you're doing something you don't enjoy.
Well, there's a ripple effect, and it actually impacts every part of your life. It impacts your relationships, whether it's with your kids or your family, even your coworkers. It impacts your health. When you're not happy, when you're not fulfilled, when you're not doing what you want to do, or you don't feel like you're valued, all of those things end up causing you to feel negative feelings internally. And when that happens, it just causes ripple effect across your whole life. And it can be devastating for people.
It can definitely be devastating to the point of just health issues, things like that. So, Julia, what should people do as a checklist today if they're going to work every day and they dread Mondays, or they feel they're not making the money they should do? What strategies and tips would you offer them in today's interview?
The first strategy and the first tip I would offer people is to just sit back and really think about, are they settling? And you can look at your own life and determine, people get in such a rut that they just do it every day and they don't even realize how much they're dredging it. So the first thing that people should do is really just kind of step back and really think about, what is it that isn't making them happy, or
Right.
are they happy? But really assessing. And once people begin to assess, they begin to become aware. And when you're not aware of it, you can't change it. So awareness is the first step in really understanding, am I really doing what I want to do? How are these things impacting my life? Once people begin to assess and realize that they are settling, that they aren't doing what they want to do, a lot of times we as employees, kind of look at the external and say, well, it's because of this and it's because of that. I coach people and talk to people about looking internally and really spending some time doing what
Yes.
I call the three Ds, which is defining, designing, and then deciding. So it's really defining what is it that you're not happy with, and then designing what do you really want? Because if you're not clear, you're never going to get there.
Once you've identified that this is what you want, you gotta move with it, right? You can't just put it off.
Yeah, you got to move with it. And that's that decision part. And you really have to make a decision about, do I want to make this change? Am I uncomfortable enough that I really want to make this change? Because if I am and I make that decision, there's amazing things happen once we make a decision. There are just opportunities that open up that we didn't even see before because we were too busy blaming what was happening versus focusing on what we wanted to happen.
Exactly. And so once you do that, but it's not as easy as that, right? There has to be resources. There has to be different things, especially if you're in the corporate world and you want to move up the corporate ladder, you want to go to a different company, that you have to have the skills necessary to do that. Once you finally realize the next step is really figuring out what steps I need to take, where do I need to go?
Absolutely. And a lot of that comes in kind of defining what you're not happy with and then designing what you really want. Because, it's like when you go to a builder, right? You don't go tell the builder, I want a nice house.
No.
You tell the builder, I want three bedrooms, two bath, I want a huge kitchen, I want to see, you're very, very specific with it. And that's one of the mistakes a lot of people make. I'm just not happy here, but I don't really create or design what I want. I don't get very clear and specific about it. So I don't even know what skills, I don't even know what talents, I don't even know if I'm good or not because I'm not clear there. So it's a very important that all of us really just kind of step back and design and look at what is it that I really want? What's really going to make me happy?
Okay. Based on all that, once you do that and you figure all that out, then you're going to live the life you want. And do you have some stories of some people you've helped out? do this stuff here.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing once people sit back and realize and become aware and realize that they're not doing what they want to do. There was a friend of mine who went through my program in Dallas, and he was working as a fitness person, and he wanted to create his own fitness company, his own gym. He was a trainer, and was able to actually work through it, did not have the money to do it. And he ended up getting $1 million loan to build what he wanted by working through specific steps of clarity in terms of what do you want and how do you want it.
Awesome. That's and the stories. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, and it's, and like I said, it's amazing because once you make that decision and you start focusing on what you want, all of a sudden opportunities will open up to you that you don't even realize are there when you're not focused on it.
Well, that's important. People need to contact you, especially if they're in a rut. Julia, best place where they can go, where can they go?
Find out more at julialewis.net.
Appreciate it, Julia. Thanks for stopping by the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Neil. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.